Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
If you change your mind,
take a chance
on the first in line. Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. If you got no place to go when you're feeling down. If you're all alone.
A-Wall Nation version of this song. They did a remake a couple years ago.
No, I haven't heard that yet.
It's pretty good, actually. I mean, my friends or family who are like massive ABBA fans are like,
right?
You can't mess with any ABBA song. I'm like, it's actually pretty good, though. It's a good version. It's from A-Wall Nation, which, of course, has that Sale song is what they're mainly known for. But they did a whole remake of like 80 songs. Couple of years ago, and it's pretty good. Jewel is one of the, so that remake was with Jewel, so Jewel is the female voice in that one. She does a good job. Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew McKay right here on Pensacola Morning News on News Radio 92.3. Andrew will be back on Monday. It's 7:10 and about 53 degrees here in the Pensacola area. It's going to be warming up to about 69, almost 70 degrees today. Kind of getting back to normal temperatures after we've been dealing with the cold, which is so bizarre because, you know, as we had a little bit of cold front, the Northeast dealt with blizzards earlier this week, and then the Southwest dealing with record-breaking heat. we looked at the 10-day forecast, and that record-breaking heat is not going to be coming to us over the next 10 days. We're going to stay in the low to mid 70s pretty much the entire time. So that we'll have nice weather for the next week to 10 days, which is very good. The if you'd like to weigh in the show, give us a call or text 850-437-1620. I had to cover this story. A Pensacola woman is facing felony charges after deputies say she caused thousands of dollars in damage to not one, but two Airbnb homes in downtown Pensacola. I got this from WEAR. According to the arrest report, the woman allegedly urinated, you heard me correctly, urinated on furniture, appliances, and other items in the property and filmed it. Wow. Some of the items include furniture and things like an antique chair, a typewriter, TV, a TV, a coffee maker, toaster, beddings, rugs. Like, what the what? Total damage is around $3,000, as all affected items needed to be replaced. Holy cow. So, like, she didn't even clean up her mess afterwards? She's 31 years old, by the way. Nicolette Koff. Two counts of felony criminal mischief. I wonder if people like this even realize, like, that's a felony. You can't just destroy somebody's property and just laugh about it. Like, so funny what I just did. I just peed over all of your stuff. What in the what? So I have two questions here. The main one is, how did they find out that she allegedly records the acts and uploads them to an adult content website? Did she just admit to that? Or did they discover that? That's a big question I want. Second question is, how did that, like, I would love to know the reaction and how the Airbnb owners, like, discovered the mess. Because apparently she didn't clean up anything. I mean, right? It's like one thing if you're going to pee on a TV, it'd be different if you pee on the TV and then you clean it all off and get rid of any evidence. Apparently, she didn't clean anything. Of course, I don't know how you're going to clean. Well, I guess you can clean your own bed linens and stuff. But, like, what in the what? What is wrong with people today? That's so bizarre. Airbnb's policies prohibit using properties for commercial or explicit content activities. They say they've removed her from the platform, and they're working with the host on some sort of reimbursement. Oh, man. This is just so bizarre. And what is wrong with people at the same time? And not just what's wrong with her, but she's obviously doing this for some adult content website. So what's wrong with the people who are watching this stuff that encourages this kind of behavior? Oh, boy. Kind of crazy. All right. If you'd like to weigh in on the show, give us a call or text 850-437-1620. I've got some more drama to share with you here in a minute. But first, let's get traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. Still rolling accident-free right now. I-10, I-110 all look good. Even Highway 29 starting to sort itself out. So I'm not seeing any delays there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right. Thank you very much, John. Oh, the drama. The Bachelorette has been canceled. Oh, no. What are we to do? All right, John, be honest. Have you ever seen The Bachelorette or The Bachelor?
No, I haven't. All I've seen are like I'm telling the truth, son.
Your girlfriend makes you watch this. I know she does.
No, she doesn't. Actually, we watch basketball instead or baseball.
All right.
So I got lucky there.
Then. I've not seen any episodes. I have seen a couple of clips. So I realize there's like, they do something with a rose. I can't remember if they give a rose to you if you're leaving, if you get kicked off, or
don't get a rose. Yeah,
oh, you don't get a rose.
Right.
Okay. So,
if you get a rose,
at the end wins?
No, I don't think so. I just think it's one rose at a time, but I don't really know. I just saw the advertisements and I was like, oh, he doesn't get a rose? Oh. Didn't really care why. Okay, but
all right. So this year's Bachelorette was supposed to be with another reality TV star, Taylor Frankie Paul, and apparently they are having to pull the plug on the whole show after a disturbing video surfaced showing her alleged assault of her ex-boyfriend. She's been in legal problems with this, and she's even admitted to the assault, I guess, in the past. So everybody knows that this went down, but now video is actually out showing the temper tantrum, where she's throwing metal chairs. There's a young child present and crying and things like that. And so there's now that people can like see the evidence of the temper tantrum, they're like, so maybe we don't want her as our Bachelorette. People aren't going to be rooting for her that much and everything like this. Or maybe they're just like, this is a little bit too much drama. This is a little too real. We like trumped up drama that we kind of control through the show, not complete meltdown, you know, with your boyfriend throwing stuff and everything like that. Oh my goodness. So yeah, that went down in case you're one of those. Apparently they even paused production of her other show that she's involved with. So ABC reportedly is going to lose tens of millions of dollars by canceling this show. Wow. That's kind of a shocker, to be honest. Like, that there would be that much invested into something like that. And then as we continue with the drama stories, former WWE wrestler Duke the Dumpster, never heard of him, is now at the center of a major fraud case. Prosecutors say that he misused welfare funds for personal expenses. Alleged purchases include $1.4 million home, a boat, and even a tractor. Say what? How do you get away with buying a $1.4 million home with welfare funds? I can't even understand this. Like, when you hear people buying, like, Lamborghinis with welfare funds, I'm like, how? I didn't think they gave you that much money. How did that amount of money get approved in the first place? You know what I mean? I don't get it. Anyway, this is part of a larger investigation into welfare fund misuse, and he's just the latest that has come up. Authorities say the funds were intended for assisting low-income families and individuals in need. That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, low-income families. Low-income families aren't buying something for $1.4 million or a boat. It's kind of bizarre, but Prosecutors argue the money was diverted for personal luxury or property purchases. The case involves highlights concerns over oversight and accountability in government assistance programs. No duh, we've been talking about that for years. Similar high-profile cases in recent years have drawn national attention to fraud involving public funds, and they're wanting to try to crack down on it. Yeah, it's very, very bizarre that this could even happen. So there you go. Three bizarre stories for you to start off the hour. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. Coming up here next, Trump tells a joke that kind of falls flat. We'll talk about that next on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Add more road to your trip during the Subaru A Lot to Love event with a new 2026 Subaru Crosstrek or Forester Hybrid. Our new hybrids will keep you going no matter where the road goes. With up to 597 miles per tank, the Crosstrek Hybrid easily takes you to more places. And the Forester Hybrid sports a driving range of up to 581 miles per tank. Mileage like that lets you journey farther, and combined with Subaru's capable standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, you'll be able to handle any unexpected terrain with ease. Paved roads, graveled roads, just about any road. They're no match for the new Subaru hybrids. Get your Subaru Crosstrek Hybrid or the Subaru Forester Hybrid during the Subaru A Lot to Love event. Love goes the extra mile at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Driving ranges based on EPA estimated combined fuel economy and a full tank of fuel. Actual mileage and range may vary.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Today is the day that spring begins. The Bible beautifully explains in Song of Solomon 2:11, and I quote, "For lo, the winter is past, the flowers appear on the earth, the time of the singing of the birds is come." Ladies and gentlemen, one of the ways that God reveals himself to us is through his creation. Be sure to pause to listen as the birds chirp. Take time away from the hustle and bustle of life and enjoy seeing the trees as God brings back their color. As you look at his creation, be still and know that he is God. Throughout an individual's life, you only get a certain number of springtimes to enjoy. So as we rejoice in the stewardship of this time of the year, be sure to take time to thank God for his creation.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Managing your ECUA service is easier. The new My ECUA mobile app puts everything you need right at your fingertips. From paying your bill, submitting service requests, and reporting issues like missed collections, damaged or lost bins, water main breaks, and sewer overflows, it's all right there in one easy-to-use app. Take control of your services anytime, anywhere. So download My ECUA. It's available in the App Store and Google Play.
When I heard I needed a heart transplant, I thought it was game over. All I could think about was the memories that I wouldn't be able to make with my family.
Then an angel entered our lives as an organ donor. Their decision to register as a donor saved my husband's life.
Save lives, say yes. Register today as a donor at DonateLifeFlorida.org.
This message is sponsored by Donate Life Florida and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
You don't want rumors.
You want confirmation.
News Radio 92.3, 95.3 and AM 1620.
You want confirmation.
Informative, local, dependable.
Things that make you go,
Andrew McKay, I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. He will be back on Monday. Thanks for joining us here today. 723, 40, 54 degrees here in the Pensacola area. Going to be a high of close to 70 today. Well, this got uncomfortable fast. Former President Donald Trump making headlines again after he was meeting with Japan's prime minister. She had already mentioned it was going to be a little bit of an awkward meeting because just days before, he actually called her out by name for not supporting him and the United States when it came to the Strait of Hormuz. Call her out by name. And so she was already like, well, that's going to be a little bit awkward. So then he sits down with her and almost immediately says that this was a surprise meeting with her. And then he says, who knows better about surprises than Japan? She started to, Miss Takeuchi appeared to recoil in her seat a little bit. And then he turns to her and says, why didn't you tell me about Pearl Harbor?
Do what?
Yeah. What? He says, who knows better about surprises than Japan? Why didn't you tell me about Pearl Harbor? And then he laughed as the Japan prime minister looked visibly uncomfortable and the room fell silent.
I bet it did.
Dude. Sometimes his humor is just, it cracks me up because what he thinks is be funny. He's clearly just trying to make a joke, but sometimes it just falls flat, you know? And the remark was described by people in attendance as awkward and out of place. Oh, my goodness. You know, the thing is later they were walking the halls. I saw another video. They were walking the halls of the White House, and there's, you may not know this, but there's, you know, there's a hall that has the photos of the different presidents. And so it has, you know, George W. Bush and Obama and you know, Trump, obviously. Well, next to Trump is not a picture of Joe Biden. Nope. It's a picture of basically a piece of paper with Joe Biden's signature on it.
The auto pen.
It's the auto pen portrait. So instead of having a portrait of Biden, it's basically a portrait of the auto pen. And when the prime minister was walking the hall, and there's a video, you can see it. When she sees it, she laughs and points at it, thinks it's hilarious. So she's got a good sense of humor. I guess just the quip about Pearl Harbor was probably just like, can we forget about that? Let's not remember.
I don't speak English very well.
Yeah, that's good stuff. All right, let's get traffic on the fives.
All right, still rolling accident-free right now. But if you're on Highway 29 going south of 9 Mile Road, approaching I-10, expect about a six-minute delay in that area. 98, Highway 90, Avalon, they're all rolling smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right, I mentioned this a little bit yesterday. That had come out that the U.S. government had registered two new domains, alien.gov and aliens.gov. Well, I wasn't the only one that saw it. Somebody asked the White House about it. A lot of people did, actually, online, on social media. The White House's response, quote, stay tuned, exclamation point. And then they had an alien emoji next to their comment. Yeah. So, of course, that gets people even more, like, riled up. Like, what's happening? This comes about a couple days after Donald Trump, President Trump, said that he would push to release more UFO and UAP files. UAP standing for Unidentified Aerial Phenomena. President Obama, of course, saying that he believes that alien life likely exists, but has not personally seen proof himself. 2023 law requires the National Archives to actually collect UFO-related records. That includes information like technologies of unknown origin, non-human intelligence, and things like that. Of course, we know Congress has already held multiple UFO hearings in recent years, including testimony from witnesses claiming knowledge of hidden programs. And so now the government has registered alien.gov and aliens.gov. So people are speculating, is this going to be a rollout tied to declassified information, declassified records pertaining to aliens? Or is this just some sort of PR move, you know, or something like that? So, or will it be a legitimate public-facing UFO UAP information hub? Anytime we get records we can release, it'll be there on those websites, alien.gov, aliens.gov. Right now, they're both inactive. And as I stated, the White House's response, stay tuned, exclamation point, with an alien emoji. Let's go to Steve Taylor over in the newsroom. Steve, what you got in the news for us?
Well, President Trump is responding to questions about the U.S. troops in Iran. Trump was asked about possible boots on the ground during a meeting with Japan's prime minister in the Oval Office yesterday. The president said, quote, no, I'm not putting troops anywhere, adding, if I were, I certainly wouldn't tell you, but I'm not putting troops. unquote. Extreme heat's gripping the Southwest with record-breaking temperatures expected to continue through the weekend here on the very first day of spring. Parts of California saw records fall yesterday. Riverside hitting 101, Yuma Desert 110. Phoenix could climb to 106 today as the region remains under an extreme heat warning through Sunday. Our weather, a lot better. Highs in the mid to upper 70s through the weekend. And finally, DoorDash is tapping its delivery drivers to help train artificial intelligence systems. The company's paying couriers to film themselves completing everyday tasks. With that video and the audio, it's going to be used to teach AI and robotic systems for DoorDash and its partners. Can you say Skynet is next? And that's what's happening.
Yeah, exactly. Skynet. We're living in the sci-fi, era that was, talked about in the 80s, in the 70s. We're practically there now. And we just talked about Uber doing a major investment, $1.25 billion investment with Rivian to have automated driving, taxis, robo-taxis, air taxis now. We're living in the future. Pensacola Morning News is Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling for Andrew. Stick around. Coming up here next, we've got Today in History for you, plus... some more news.
Fox News, I'm CJ Pop. The price of crude oil down right now under $95 a barrel as Iran is firing at key sites of neighboring Gulf states. President Trump's Energy Secretary Chris Wright.
It's a rough conflict to go through, but it is very, very necessary.
He joined Mornings with Marie on Fox Business discussing the release of oil from the nation's Strategic Petroleum Reserve.
To flow oil into the market to displace some of the barrels not coming out of the Straits of Hormuz. That'll occur over the next few months.
The White House insists any pain Americans feel at the gas pump will be temporary. But how long is temporary? That's anyone's guess, as we have seen international crude prices jump more than 50% in the last 3 weeks alone.
That's Fox's Mark Meredith. The conflict stopping tankers from sailing through the Strait of Hormuz, where about a fifth of the world's oil and liquefied natural gas passes. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning at 7:31 right now, 49 degrees and clear. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3. Following the arrest of a Pensacola woman accused of urinating on items at two local Airbnbs, insurance pros like Christy Summers are reminding short-term rental owners to stay protected.
If for nothing else, you need to have some sort of liability coverage in place. Because, like I said, somebody gets hurt on your property, they come after you to sue you. Say they left the water running, and it was left running for days and nobody knew. That can get very, very expensive.
What happened was 31-year-old Nicolette Keough is charged with 2 counts of felony criminal mischief after allegedly causing thousands in damage and uploading videos to an adult site violating Airbnb's ban on using homes for sex work or commercial purposes. While the platform offers up to $3 million in host protection, Summers urges extra liability coverage and thorough photo documentation for any claims.
Carriers really, really like photos when it comes to claims. And, trying to get coverage for, they want to make sure that you have proof that you had that or it was not previously damaged.
Keough reportedly posted videos of the incidents to an adult website for profit. Escambia County leaders celebrated the grand opening of the Carpenter Creek Headwaters Park, calling it a project that unites recreation, environmental restoration, and quality of life improvements. District 3 Commissioner Lumen May highlighted how the park enhances the neighborhood along Olive Road's commercial corridor while providing economic and community benefits amid Florida's push for property tax relief.
When you look at this park, it's something that brings communities together. And so it brings the environmental side, the recreational side, and also the economic development side. Because this has enhanced and improved the quality of life for the citizens in this neighborhood, as well as for the commercial corridor on Olive Road.
With boardwalks over the wetlands, the picnic areas, and wildlife like turtles, the park is offering residents a free place to connect with nature and, of course, with each other, all while helping reduce stormwater pollution. World-class sailors are gathered here in Pensacola this week for the second annual Pensacola Cup, featuring the high-performance GL-52 sailboats. Retired professional sailors call these racers ironclad, noting they're the biggest boats where every crew member, from 15 to 20 people, is equally vital. Three elite teams are battling it out on Pensacola Bay, including last year's GL-52 season champions on Katana, led by renowned helm Morgan Larson and an international crew of gold medalists and world champions. And we're going to check the weather forecast for the weekend. Should be good sailing out there for the weekend. Let's check in with Channel 3.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We are going to be looking at some sunny skies today with a high near 75 degrees. Temperatures overnight dropping near 58 degrees. Heading into Saturday, sunny skies, high near 77. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 60 degrees. Going into Sunday, mostly sunny skies, high near 77. And Sunday night, temperatures dropping near 62 degrees. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thanks, Brooke. Let's check in with John Pickens for traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Their family serving your family since 1929. For information on free pest or termite quote, you can visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. Let's see here. We've got no accidents to report to you right now. Let's see here. I-10. Looks like I-110 are all flowing smoothly. 90, 98. All look good. I'm not seeing any delays. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks, John. Right now, sunny and 50 degrees in Pensacola, 53 in Gulf Breeze, and looks like about 48 degrees in Milton at 735. The next news is at 8. Breaking news anytime. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The Food and Drug Administration approved a higher dose version of Novo Nordisk's blockbuster weight loss injection Wegovy as the company pushes to win back market share from Eli Lilly. The high dose Wegovy helped patients with obesity lose just over 20% of their weight after 72 weeks in a phase 3 trial. President Trump has signaled his continued support for a Department of Justice investigation into Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell. North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis has vowed to block the nomination of Powell's would-be successor Kevin Warsh from advancing until the DOJ probe is dropped. NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang has proposed giving engineers AI tokens in addition to their base salary. Huang also envisions NVIDIA will one day employ hundreds of thousands of AI agents, outnumbering its 42,000 human workers. Futures are moderately lower amid high oil prices. On Thursday, the Dow lost 203, the NASDAQ down 61, the S&P 500 up 18. That's your money now.
Looking for reliable auto repairs without breaking the bank?
Well, yeah.
At Affordable Automotive, we keep your car and your budget running smooth.
That's more like it.
Hi, I'm Kenny with Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. My father started this business over 30 years ago, and we continue to proudly serve the Gulf Coast with trusted local service. Whether you're a first-time or returning customer, we inspect each vehicle like it's our own. From oil changes, engine replacements, and diagnostics, our certified techs do it right the first time. Fast, honest, and fair, just like auto service should be. So if your car needs care, bring it to Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze, a mile west of the Gulf Breeze Zoo. Visit us at AffordableAutomotiveGulfBreeze.com and schedule your appointment today. That's AffordableAutomotiveGulfBreeze.com. Affordable Automotive. Quality you can afford.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us today at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
You don't stop needing information just because you left the car. That's why News Radio 92.3 goes with you.
On your phone, on your computer,
wherever you are. Stream us live or download the News Radio 92.3 app. Stay connected to local news, breaking updates, and conversations that matter even when you're not near a radio.
And that's a good thing.
It's News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative.
Informative.
Local.
Local.
Dependable.
Dependable.
Thank you.
Score Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi. Filling in for Andrew. Already up to 55 degrees now. Going to be a high in the mid-60s today. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. A couple of things happening in history today. Well, first of all, let's do birthdays. Barron Trump turns 20 years old today. So just a youngster. Kathy Ireland, 63 years old. Holly Hunter, 68. Bobby Orr, 78. Pat Riley, 81. And Spike Lee, 69. Today is also the birthday of Fred Rogers. He passed away at 75 years old, though. But, yeah, it'd be his birthday today as well. Today in history, some interesting little tidbits. The French government approved the use of the guillotine today back in 1782. Back in 1852, the book Uncle Tom's Cabin, the anti-slavery novel written by Harriet Beecher Stowe, was first published. Then 2 years later, 2 years after that, in 1854, in Ripon, Wisconsin, former members of the Whig Party met to establish a new party to oppose the spread of slavery in the Western Territories. That new party, the Republican Party. That's right, the background on it, the Whig Party, which was formed in 1834, 20 years earlier, to oppose the tyranny of President Andrew Jackson, had shown itself incapable of coping with the national crisis over slavery. With the successful introduction of the Kansas-Nebraska Bill of 1854, an act that dissolved the terms of the Missouri Compromise and allowed slave or free status people to be decided in the territories by popular sovereignty, the Whigs disintegrated. By February 1854, the anti-slavery Whigs had begun meeting in upper Midwestern states to discuss the formation of a new party. One such meeting in Ripon, Wisconsin, on March 20th, 1854, is generally remembered as the founding meeting of the Republican Party. So there you go, 1854. Then in 1948, today in history, Zippity-Doo-Dah from the vaulted Disney classic Song of the South won Best Original Song of the 20th Academy Awards. So there you go. I remember singing that song. I loved that movie when I was a kid. Singing Zippity-Doo-Dah, Zippity-Yay. My, oh, my, what a wonderful day. It was fantastic. And then, wore the VHS tape out and had to throw it away. And then you can't find one anymore. It's been banned everywhere else. You can find them on eBay from like Japan or something like that. I don't know if it's a legit copy or not, but they're kind of pricey at that. So, that's today in history for you. Before I get into this other stories, let me hit this. Archaeologists are studying an ancient Roman glass vial, and they've discovered basically it's the first time that they have physical proof of what they read in ancient medical texts. Ancient medical texts talk about how Roman medicine would mix herbal remedies with strange ingredients, including human waste. This glass vial that they've discovered indeed has traces of human feces as well as plant oils in this human vial, according to chemical analysis. It dates back roughly 1900 years. The vial was discovered in Turkey, and it provides rare physical evidence of the ancient medical practices that they've only read about in medical texts. Gross. Gross. That might have been the fall of humanity right there, of the civilization. What collapsed the Roman Empire? They were treating people with human feces. What? that would be the answer. They were treating people with human feces. Okie dokie. AI and online dating. How about this? We've talked about last few days a lot of different advancements with AI. ChatGPT, OpenAI, even looking to allow, they're doing a beta version right now, allowing intimate conversations that currently are restricted on the platform. But they're looking to add intimate conversations. Well, Tinder, the online dating app, trying to use AI to help connect people with matches. Tinder's rolling out a new AI feature called Camera Roll Scan. It asks user for access to their full photo library on their phone. Then it will use AI to analyze your images and generate photo insights. These insights summarize your personality, your interest, your lifestyle. And it will basically, it's kind of like an AI personal dating coach based on your photo library. Then it will suggest which pictures of you might attract the most matches. Of course, a lot of people are saying, I don't think I'm going to do that. That crosses the line. It's a little too invasive for any benefit it might provide. But Tinder claims privacy is their top priority and that only select images are uploaded temporarily before being deleted. They're not stored on any of their servers or anything like that. And one aspect I go, why would you do this? Why would you do this? But then another aspect, I saw another report from the New York Post that talked about how in New York City, there's some people paying up to $200,000 to matchmakers to try to find them true love. So I guess, yeah, somebody like that, they'll be willing to have AI scan their
entire camera. Did you just say
$200,000? $200,000, yep.
I am in the wrong business.
Find true love.
Wow.
Yeah. John, let's go and get traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still rolling accident free right now, but taking a look at the roadways, 98, Highway 90, looking good. Avalon, no delays to let you know about right now. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Oh, my goodness. We were talking about this. Ancient Roman medicines would use human feces. Got a text here that says, apparently poo puts good bacteria back into those who need it. It's being done today, so I heard recently. Oh, my goodness. I don't want that treatment. I don't want it. We can put good bacteria in you. I'm fine. I'll keep the bad bacteria. I don't want it. I'll just take some probiotics or something like that. Give me some more yogurt. Just saying. Oh, man. All right, you're messing with me. I know you're messing with me. There's no way. Are we facing an intimacy crisis? There's a report I saw from the Wall Street Journal that says a new conversation is emerging about what experts are calling an intimacy crisis, meaning people are more connected than ever digitally, but somehow less connected IRL in real life. Between dating apps, social media, and even AI companionship, experts are concerned that we're drifting away from actual human relationships. And yeah, I can see that. I totally see that. That's why, like we talked about earlier this week, OpenAI is looking to add an intimacy option for adults who verify who they, you know, their age and things like that. Because nowadays, that's what they like. People are like, I would rather talk to an AI chatbot about intimate details, intimate things, then find a human and be uncomfortable and have to go through the awkward processes of getting to know each other. That's the reality of what's happening in today. Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, we're probably definitely seeing an intimacy crisis going on nowadays. Also, there's, you know, I was mentioning this before. I'm guilty. I have people that I know, I've communicated more with them online through like social media or through messaging than what I do in person. And I see these people. Like I'll see them at church. We don't say anything at church. But then like after church is over, we'll be like messaging on some social media platform or something. Like I'm totally guilty of it. And but yeah, we're definitely going through a different phase of social discussion, which I think is part of the reason why when we talk about these people in New York City who are paying $200,000 to matchmakers to help them find love, what is the social network, not social media network, but what is the actual social network for people to meet other people nowadays? Now, if you go to a public setting and some stranger approaches you, people are like, why are you talking to me, you stranger? You some stalker? Get away from me. Like, there's no trust amongst humans anymore. You can't just go to a public setting and just meet random people anymore. Everybody's guarded. Like, why are you talking to me? And so there's not as many social settings anymore that people attend. Pensacola is a little bit unique. We have a lot of things going on a lot, but we're unique compared to the rest of the country. The rest of the country doesn't have galas and all these other things that we have going on. Palafox Street with the gallery nights and the bands on the beach. Most other places don't have all these massive social gatherings. So it's kind of interesting. I got a couple texts here. Now I got that Zippity Doodah song struck in my head.
I know. Thanks. Yeah, thanks, Bobby. Thank you.
A little earworm there for you. Sorry about that. But yeah, that it is a catchy song. Now it's there. Bobby, research fecal transplant for Clostridium difficile treatment. I don't know if I want to research that. That sounds very scary. That sounds like that's going to pull up. I don't just Google stuff. That's, by the way, that's not me. Like, my friends will tell you, like once you Google, I don't Google it. If I don't know the answer already, I ain't Googling it because I'm afraid what images might come up. I'm like, I don't know. People are weird now, so I ain't Googling. You know what, though? I'll put it into ChatGPT or one of those AIs because I do AI stuff now because it won't send me images of things that I'm not comfortable with. It'll just explain things to me. Nice one, Bobby. Yes. The rest of the country does have social gatherings. They're called protests and riots. Oh my, so bad, but also a little true. Yeah, good point. Got some random facts here for you real quick. Thought I did. Where are they? Oh, here we go. The word spring, first day of spring today, by the way, the word spring may date back to the 14th century, probably originated from the phrase springing time. There's only two U.S. states where it's legal to kind of own an ocean. Well, you can own the land between high tide and low tide. Only two states where you can do that. Massachusetts and Maine, where technically they can block the public from that area because they own it. Interesting. In the United States alone, there's 25 different flavors of Pringles. 25 different ones. I don't know which one I like the best. I do like dill pickle right now. I'm going through a dill pickle phase. But I always default to either barbecue or pizza flavor Pringles. And then finally, stress and fatigue are the main causes of experiencing deja vu. There you go. There's some random facts for you. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. Coming up here next, very interesting progress when it comes to Alzheimer's. I'll share that with you next on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
In 1969, a guy by the name of Robert Peden thought to himself, it's hot in Florida. No kidding, right? So he started a company to make it not hot, air conditioning. Eventually, of course, pretty easy to expand to heating and air conditioning, then plumbing, heating and air conditioning, then plumbing, electrical heating and air conditioning. And of course, that includes generators and along the way expanded geographically, east from Panama City to Tallahassee, west to Pensacola, more recently west to Baldwin County, and even into Mobile now. And so in two time zones and in two states, all along the Gulf Coast, Peden takes care of all of the complex systems inside your house. Good products, good people, installation, 100% satisfaction guaranteed, they'll take care of it. And right now, they want you to beat the annual regulatory price bump with Peden's New Year Old Stock Sale. Take up to $1,500 off remaining 2025 air conditioning systems before they're gone. Obviously, we're starting to get into that time where the heat is getting to us. Call or book online at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Pensacola has a rich history of athletes. Pensacola Sports celebrates the past, present, and future athletes. Tuesday, Pensacola Sports will be the guest on Pensacola Expert Panel. Pensacola Sports' focus has and always will be on education, inspiration, and participation in various team, individual, amateur, and professional sports activities. Tune in Tuesday at 10, as Pensacola Sports will be on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekdays 2 till 4, right after Markley Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew McKay right here on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives with John Pickens. John?
That's right. Still rolling accident free right now. Not seeing any delays to slow you down. I-10, I-110, Highway 29, 90, 98. They all look good so far this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Researchers have developed a quick nasal swab test that can detect early Alzheimer's related changes. The swab collects nerve cells from deep inside the nose where small receptors connect directly to the brain. Scientists analyzed gene activity in those cells to spot early disease signals. In a small study, very small study, it identified Alzheimer's patterns with 81% accuracy. So it can detect changes in people even before symptoms begin. Alzheimer's damage can start 10 to 20 years before you even show symptoms. So this could really help with early detection. And early detection means better chance to slow down or even prevent future progression. So, of course, now they need larger studies. And they need to do clinical research and stuff before it'll be available. But this is at least a good sign initially. Also, interesting little tidbit here. Growing research shows a link between poor oral health and higher dementia risk. It doesn't mean if you have dementia, it's because you had poor oral health. But it shows that studies show that people with poor oral health have 2 times higher Alzheimer's risk. Tooth loss is also linked to higher cognitive decline risk. Wow. They point out gum disease and oral infections may increase that risk through inflammation and harmful bacteria entering the bloodstream. Oh, kind of crazy. In science news, Elon Musk's Starlink, run by SpaceX. Here's something kind of interesting. With the Russia-Ukrainian war, Starlink restricted access in Ukraine to only approved users, cutting off unauthorized terminals. Who are these approved users? Ukrainians. Yeah. So basically what they did is they restricted access to their Starlink internet so only approved Ukrainian users can connect, basically cutting off Russian forces. Russian forces had been using Starlink for communication and even running their drones. And now that's been cut off completely. So essentially, Starlink, with one switch, is hampering or handicapping one of the, you know, one of the forces in a battle. Pretty crazy. Like, wow, that's bizarre. I used Starlink for the first time last summer when we did the Blue Angels show at the beach. First time I'd ever used it, first time I even set it up, and I was blown away at really the quality and the speed and the ease it was to use Starlink. And now seeing this, like, I knew that, you know, they launched Starlink pretty heavily in Ukraine after they got invaded by Russia, but now they've just ramped it up to another level where they, all right, only Ukrainian users can use it. And so they really hampered the Russian offensive there. In scientific news, the James Webb Telescope has sent back another recent image of a It's of a spiral galaxy. It's a beautiful picture. And also, scientists at the University of Edinburgh have engineered bacteria that can just turn discarded plastic into a drug that helps Parkinson's.